Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Well, as all of you know, I spent some time in New Hampshire for the primary, and one of the people that I had a chance to catch up with and talk to and rather enjoyed was a congressman from North Carolina, Patrick McHenry. Congressman McHenry, it's a pleasure to have you back on America Tonight.
Hey, thanks so much, Kate. Thanks for thinking of me.
Big stuff today in the war of words anyway, and we'll see what happens. Eric Cantor talking about Republicans wanting a year-long payroll extension and saying forget the whole two-month thing, as you know and you and I talked about before. Here we are on the bubble again. Your take on what needs to happen here?
Well, look, who does tax policy month to month? At a minimum, you have to have a year-long plan for tax policy. Even that's still uncertain, in my opinion, but at the very least, we should have a year-long payroll tax extension, get this deal done so the American people have certainty. It looks like, to me, that Harry Reid and the Senate, Democrat-controlled Senate, don't want to get their act in order. They want to drag this thing out so they have something to talk about rather than actually getting on with real legislating.
Is this more about 2012? Is that part of the problem? Is that what we're seeing?
Oh, no. What do you mean? Politics entering this stuff? Heaven forbid. No, it's clearly politics. It's on Harry Reid's mind. It's clearly politics. It's on the president's mind. He gave up on legislating last summer and has been running for reelection ever since. I mean, he is not concerned about the economic future of this country. He's more concerned about him, about his own reelection.
Yeah. Well, I want to switch gears and talk about something else that you and I also briefly talked about last time, and this is really a big issue for me when we talk about what are we doing with energy in this country, and we see that now you got Congressman Issa talking about threatening to subpoena the Energy Secretary Chu because, if you remember, and I know you know this, he initially backed, for example, the Keystone Pipeline and then suddenly went mute when push came to shove, speaking of politics. So when we look at energy, and I know this is a big passion of yours, what do you think needs to happen in this country and your take on the pipeline and what's happening in Washington with this?
Well, look, Secretary Chu is a informed, thoughtful individual, and I think the Obama administration and the president and the political machine that's in the White House is trying to silence him from giving his honest-to-goodness view of the Keystone Pipeline. Look, the simple thing, we are so beholden to the Middle East. We're so beholden to foreign exchange rates. We're so beholden to things out of our control when it comes to powering our economy. And what powers our economy, what I mean by that is what powers the goods that we buy at market, it is 100% powered, whether you're talking about planes, trains, or heavy trucks. That is all done through oil. So let's just be serious about this and realize that we are dependent on oil now. Maybe not forever, but certainly in the middle term. So we need to make sure we use our American energy resources, that the stuff that we have in the ground, that we know we have in the ground, or that our neighbor in Canada, last time I checked, they haven't attacked us, has in the ground. And so why not use our resources? Why not use our capacity so that we become more independent? And what we can do is, based off the revenue we get off of oil and natural gas, we can apply that to next generation technologies that can actually relieve the burden and relieve us from having to depend on oil and natural gas.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. I'm getting pummeled on it, I'm telling you, but I'm on the same side of this thing. You got to look forward, and we're looking backwards on this issue, no question about it. You and I also talked a little bit about your background And for people listening to the show, the congressman was a small businessman. So you understand what happens when you are involved in a business venture. And I think that small businesses are being strangled by the avalanche of tax code nonsense. And we started this interview talking about the payroll tax cut extension and whether or not, you know, we're going to put another Band-Aid on this or this is go a year or what happens here. And one of the things that you've supported is the Small Business Health Fairness Act, which also wraps into this. I mean, overall, Congressman, I mean, come on. What is going on with small businesses? We're strangling it. Something has to happen out of Washington.
Absolutely. And what the president's doing with his tax policy, what he's doing with his regulatory policy, what he's doing with his health care plan, what he's doing when it comes to signing Dodd-Frank that raises the cost of lending and makes it less available, all these things hurt small business people more so than big businesses. You know, and they have fewer options to seek this out. They have fewer options to for tax avoidance and everything else. So what we have to have is a policy, not just a speech, but real policy that frees up the regulatory burden, the health care burden, the tax burden on small businesses and gets the economy moving. That's where we're going to have real job creation. It's not going to be by the biggest companies in the country. It's going to be by the small business folks that are going to grow and innovate. And so we've got to keep pushing forward on this. We know that less regulation will mean more jobs. We know that lower taxes as opposed to higher taxes will mean more jobs. We know that the president's health care plan is not going to create jobs, not that have a positive economic impact at the very least. You might have some more government workers, but you'll have fewer folks providing the health care that Americans need and want.
Yeah. You know that you're watching what's happening. We met in New Hampshire. You're watching what's happening now. We're down to, after going through Nevada, we're on some caucuses, including in Minnesota, 40 delegates at stake there. What do you think, you know, handicap this for us? Who do you like? And what do you think needs to happen on the Republican side in the race against the President Barack Obama?
Yeah, at a visceral level, we all like Newt lighting up the liberals. I just don't think he can win the election in the general election. And I don't think he's run a disciplined campaign, disciplined enough to take on the hundreds of millions that Barack Obama and his liberal allies are going to throw at him. So, Mitt Romney, I think, has come around on the issues, and I think will be a disciplined candidate, as he's shown in the last couple of months, especially in the last month. I think Mitt will be the best standard bearer we can have for the party to go against this president and try to unseat him.
Yeah. Congressman McHenry, thanks so much. Oh, what, did you watch the Super Bowl yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, did your team win?
Well, look, my wife is a Patriots fan, so not the best of evenings for my family.
I understand. I have a lot of Patriot friends too, but I still have some New York friends as well. Congressman McHenry, always a pleasure to chat with you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Kate.
Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
President this week as he tries to push through his budget. Already Mitch McConnell, the senator from Kentucky, the minority leader, says forget it because of the programs that are included in the package. They're simply a threat to the economy. The new budget, which will be released on Monday, has some pretty aggressive tax strategies that slam businesses and you and I, individuals, and adding spending that will add up to about $1.3 trillion to the deficit, which will top over $16 trillion. So already they're saying, he's saying, forget it, shot over the bow, forget about this. So we're going to talk more about the dollars and cents and what's stuffed in the budget coming up this week on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. But before we get to that and all the conversations about a possible brokered convention, Sarah Palin, giving the big speech at CPAC, also mentioned that why would a brokered convention be so bad? That's not going to hurt the Republicans. But the big buzz has to be over what happened to Whitney Houston. She leaves behind an 18-year-old daughter, Bobby Christina, who was rushed to the hospital, I think probably in shock. They're not releasing very many details of that. But she was sent to the hospital briefly after learning that her mother was dead. Whitney Houston, at the age of 48, found in a hotel in Beverly Hills. The story goes that someone tried to resuscitate her, maybe the bodyguard, but it didn't work. The L.A. coroner is saying 6 to 8 weeks before the official cause of death. The speculation is she drowned in the bathtub and that there were prescription pills involved because she had been taking so many different kinds of pills. But that's nothing official. That's just more rumors and things that have been thrown around, and people know the demons that Whitney Houston has dealt with in the past. So it was Grammy night, and you can imagine the Grammys addressed it. In fact, there was a very stirring tribute to Whitney Houston. Many people mentioned her name, and who was it that did the actually ended up doing one of her songs?
Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson, thank you. I couldn't think of it. I was thinking Weight Watchers. That's how much of an imprint she's left on the Weight Watchers. Jennifer Hudson, thank you, did the tribute to Whitney Houston. She did a fabulous job of it. But on the red carpet and afterwards and all that other sort of stuff, a lot of celebrities, music celebrities and others, were sounding off about it, including Tia Carrera and Vince Gill and Irene Cara. Here's their thoughts on Whitney's death.
I used to practice my singing to Whitney Houston records. It's like, can I hold the note as long as Whitney? Can I open it up as big as Whitney? And, of course, the answer is no.
I'm sure everybody's heart's going to be a little bit in their throat this year because of Whitney, and just, you know, real sad news about an amazing talent.
You know, she had incredible range. She was a great belter. She had a quality that I find the most important thing in being a great singer, and that is that, you know, she can act a song as well as belt it out. Those are qualities in singers that I find make the difference between just a great voice and a great singer, you know, between just having chops and having the ability to really move people with a song. I'm still in shock. We're all in shock. It's kind of numbing. The whole thing is numbing. I mean, we've lost a lot of great talent over the last year, 2-3 years.
Yep, so here we go again, and Whitney Houston was iconic, was a big name, without a question. By the way, so, without a doubt, rather, somebody asked me this, so I'm going to throw it out. In fact, I got two emails on it about who won the Grammy Awards. I won't go through the entire list, but just quickly, Record of the Year, Adele, Rolling in the Deep is that. Album of the Year, Adele, 21. She's the British Cockney artist who pulls no punches, doesn't have a big flamethrower show with all kinds of cool things, gadgets. She just comes out and sings, and she says she writes love songs, and that's it, and that's what she does. The pop solo performance, Someone Like You, Adele, and then we could go on from there. Amy Winehouse and Tony Bennett got the best duo performance. Amy Winehouse died last year, as you all know. Body and Soul was that, and also Tony Bennett came out and sang. That was pretty interesting stuff. Foo Fighters got the rock album, Wasting Light. And this one's listening, they're saying, why isn't she up on the box just nailing someone politically? Because so many of you asked about that, so I'm going to give it to you. How about this R&B album, Chris Brown, Fame. Let's see. Country album, Own the Night, Lady Antebellum. Mean, Taylor Swift for country solo performance. And then the list goes on and on and on and on after that. I mean, it seems like they just give Grammys out for anything you can imagine. Regional, roots album, folk album, blues album. I mean, it's huge. Because think of all the genres of music there are. You know, too bad we don't have more choices politically. We had two parties. That's it. Maybe someday we end with a third party, but not right now. Okay, so Maine had the caucus. Woohoo! We have listeners in Maine. Hello to all the wonderful people in Maine. Mitt Romney wins the caucus 39%, but Ron Paul was right on his heels with 36%. That's big for Ron Paul. Rick Santorum at 18%, and Newt Gingrich, 6%. So then Mitt Romney also won the conservative straw poll at CPAC, but people are still questioning, is he the guy? I said this before, and I'll say it again. I can't tell you how many times people have written to me, how many times I've seen this on signs when I've been places, anybody but Mitt. Now there is really talk about a brokered convention because there is a deepening rift, without a doubt, in this Republican Party. If the idea is to defeat the current president, then there are many saying, oh, is Mitt really the guy? Are you, just because he's the so-called establishment guy, this, you know, he's not doing anything for us. He's not, this isn't the guy. He's not going to be the guy to beat Barack Obama. So it becomes the question, who is electable? Who is electable? Who gets to decide? Who gets to decide if people are electable? You know, the people, the media, the pundits, the establishment. I hate that word. The establishment gets to decide. So maybe there is going to be a brokered convention. All right, we got a couple of calls. Let's go out to quickly Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
None of them.
Hey, Don, you go ahead. Say your piece, brother. What's up? What do you want to talk about?
I was answering your question. Who's the guy? None of them.
Yeah, none of them are the guys. So brokered convention. That's what there's lots of talk about. That it could be. That could be an interesting convention. Let me tell you, in Tampa.
Well, how about we just not have the election at all? Just let Obama take it again. So
you're awful.
We're not gonna put up all the politics next year, right? It's all the lying and the yelling and the screaming and whatever else. Anyway, sorry to hear about the Whitney Houston. I never was a big fan of hers, but extremely talented, you know. She's not the first, and she definitely probably won't be the last, you know, of all these famous rock stars, pop stars that get involved in that, you know, in drugs, et cetera. I mean, we don't know that that's what killed her, but, you know, it doesn't do your health good, Kate. You know, you can die a lot sooner using that stuff than you would have. So I hope that's not what it was. Might have had a heart attack or something, you know. You know, it's just kind of sad. But, you know, it's happened before. It'll probably happen again, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. There's something about the torment of being a talented person and then whatever the pull is, that the demons for so many people that are in the creative fields that pull at them. And I think she had that big time. She had that almost from the get-go, it seems.
Well, you know, and I don't want to justify this or whatever, because you know, she made tons of money. Movie stars make tons of money, but
yes.
You know, and I don't want to give them a cop out, but these people do work hard, Kate. I mean, they go out to make a movie. They're gone 4 or 5 months, working 16, 17 hours a day. It's not like they just go to the office for 8 or 9 hours and come home. You know, these people, they do work hard for their money. I mean, you know, even though it's probably a lot more than any of us agree that they ought to get, you know, so second to professional athletes, but in any case, so just that thing. So what was the song of the year, by the way?
What was the song of the year was Adele. Adele had the song of the year. She had the album of the year. She had the song of the year. I mean, this woman just cleared the board. People love her love ballads, and she was the one. She won for 21. She won 6 awards the entire night. Extremely talented. And if you've never heard her music, do yourself a favor and download it. It's really that good. Thanks, Don. Back with more on the flip side.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In just a minute, but first let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Iz.
Hi, Kate. First off,
what's on your mind?
Are you sure I'm allowed? Let me tell you, the FFRF can kiss my butt. I used to drive by Mount Soledad, got at least 4 times a week. From our North County substation.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but it is gorgeous. But do you know one of the reasons why they're so ticked off about that?
Why?
They wanted to replace that cross with one of their own monuments, for an atheist monument.
Oh, yeah, to take down. Yeah, they didn't want the religious overtones, which is why
they
jumped in.
But they wanted an atheist one up there. It's on their website. And
yeah,
this goes back 13 years or so.
Yeah, at least. Mm-hmm.
And what part of ignore don't they get? I mean, I ignore a lot of crap I see, and I don't like it. I just ignore it. I don't go file a lawsuit or complain to the ACLU. I mean, my God in heaven, how childish, how churlish. And I'm
I agree.
Sorry.
I agree. Listen, I agree with you. I drove by it too, and it's beautiful. It's not offensive. I don't understand how. That's why I say, if you're agnostic, you're atheist, you're whatever you are, you're a Buddhist, who cares? Why can't we ever live and let live, especially something that's been there so long and really is for veterans? I mean, you're honoring people who gave their lives, for God's sake. Why do we have to fight over this?
Let me tell you, there's a lot of veterans. They claim they have a lot of veterans in their ranks. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of those veterans do not want to associate with the rest of us veterans because we're not accepting you. And I have been to a veterans meeting recently, and they're going like, you're not one of us. No way, no how, because there are no atheists in foxholes. Have you ever heard people really scared in a war zone? Now, I've not been in a foxhole. I've been in the combat zone, but not in a foxhole. And a lot of truths will tell you, oh, no, they pray just as good as we do. A lot of Christian truths will tell you that. And that's just such crap, and I'm so angry about it. And I already sent, when I heard the gentleman on from the Liberty group, well, I went right to that website, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to bed all pissed off tonight, aren't I? But I went to their site, and I gave him a donation, sent him an email and said, man, don't let this happen, because that is the, oh, I can't tell you how many millions of people have been at Mount Soto. Millions. Millions. It's a wonderful spot. And nobody in all these years has ever complained that these idiots at FFRF, and yes, they are idiots in my opinion. Free thinkers. Oh, my God. Richard Dawkins. Yeah, wahoo. Other thing I want to talk about real quick. Ron Paul. Everybody I'm speaking to is wondering why Ron Paul is being so dismissed and why people have the word isolationist so screwed up. I mean, for crying out loud, FDR was considered an isolationist because he didn't enter World War II for a couple years. But, in fact, we were involved under the Land Lease Act, which is another thing I'm going to jump on Don from Wyoming about one of these nights. And some of the things he said, because I'm like, well, that's not true. That's simply not true. But anyway, this word isolationist, it's getting as bad as using a race card all the time. And I don't get it, because a lot of people, including some Democrats I know, are for Ron Paul. Because people are so fed up. So are we all, well, not me, I don't adhere to it because I just have a stronger mind. People are being really conditioned. It's called subliminal conditioning. I've mentioned this before. Why are you people listening to all of this crap and not saying anything? If that's what you think, get on a talk show, radio show, write your congressman, write the Republican National Committee. Do something. Don't complain to me. It just makes me more irritated.
I agree. It's time to get off the couch, make some calls, and really, really get to the heart of it and not let somebody tell you what you should think. Absolutely. Izzy, as always, great call.
Okay,
you take
bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye. She said a couple of different things there, and she's right about the isolationist and how Ron Paul is getting slammed with the label. You know, that's the problem with the whole label thing. You can manipulate the label however you want to. And Ron Paul, by saying, and see, this shows you he doesn't care what the blowback is, says, you know, why are we involved in all these situations where we have too many troops in areas where we're paying X amount of dollars? We don't need to be there anymore because we don't even have a budget that's balanced. We have a deficit that's ridiculously long that's going to kill our future generations. We need to take care of what's happening here so we don't need to be in so many of these places. And that's what he's saying, and it makes sense. When you look at where we are right now, I mean, I agree with a lot of what he says. Not everything that Ron Paul says, but I don't agree with everything that anyone says. And I don't think any of you, if you really think about it, do. You're never going to find a 100% candidate that thinks exactly like you do down the line with every single issue, whether it's immigration, whether it's the Federal Reserve, whatever it is, what's going on with Wall Street, should we have more regulation, less regulation, whatever, bigger government, smaller government, and that's putting it very elementary. I mean, there's a zillion, no exaggeration, issues that are constantly being dealt with and you'll never find that person. So with that being said, Ron Paul, she's right, Izzy is right, has a lot of Democrats interested in voting for him. I have a cousin, lifelong Democrat. He put on his Facebook page that if he could vote, if Ron Paul was the nominee, that's who he would vote for. But he didn't want to vote for any of the other Republicans. But if Ron Paul is the guy, he's voting for him. And the reason why is because he's in his early 30s. He likes what Ron Paul says. Ron Paul has definitely motivated younger people because of his stance on liberty and freedom and less regulation and all the pursuit of those things and calling out people who for a long time have smoked the cigars, drank the brandy, and pulled the puppet strings on what was happening in this country with the crazy bonuses and the bailouts and the Fannie and Freddie. And, I mean, the list is long, and we would take the entire show to go through every single thing that has happened in the past, but you know what I'm talking about. Just open the Pandora's box of 2008 and the fall of 2008, what happened when we bailed out the banks and where we were before that and after that, and she's right. However, there are people that get anointed, whether it's through media, pundits, the avalanche of coverage, that's why the media, whether it's the establishment pushing, poking, prodding, and throwing up the main person, which is the one that they want to get elected, which would be Mitt Romney. It's a very strange thing with the Republicans. It's almost like if you, it's you know, we're not in a company where somebody deserves to move up the chain. It's, are you the person who can win? Are you the person with the major convictions that the majority of people believe in that will be the change to what is already at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? It's very odd. It was just like McCain. McCain really in 2000 in South Carolina. And remember along the way how he had gathered steam and then that was it. He fell apart after that. Then McCain ends up becoming the guy, and it's almost like a payback. Geez, thanks, we like you. You've done a lot of things for the party. Da da da. You're the next guy in line. I don't think that's the way to go. I think it has to be about the politics, about the person who has the newest, best, I don't want to say newest, who has the most fundamentally sound ideas that are real, that could be implemented, that could be supported, that could become a reality. Fantasy is very easy to throw up. If I decided I was going to run for an office, I'm clever enough, and many of you are, that I could just, let's just say I wrote the book. I just could sit there and write the book, tell everybody what they want to hear. And the problem to me with Mitt Romney is I think there's a lot that I like about him. I mean, he's honest about how he built his fortune. I don't care about that. But I feel like that he'll pander somewhat to these crowds in these different places. And, yes, I understand that's about getting elected, but we don't really see that with Ron Paul. Ron Paul just says, I believe he says what he's about, and that's why he's got Democrats interested in him. That's why he's got some of the independents. That's why he's got some of the younger people definitely interested in what Ron Paul is up to. I'll tell you what we're up to coming up on the flip side here in America tonight. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, I think a brokered convention will help. Sarah Palin said she thought that was a possibility and didn't think it was going to hurt the Republicans. Jeb Bush's name keeps coming up. I mean, it's about competition. You've got to be competitive. The race, it can't just be who's the best guy that we owe. We got to see change in Washington. If you want to get somebody elected, it's got to be whoever is going to push that change forward. The alternative has to be somebody who is loaded with change. That's not fantasy, but more reality. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can do that. 800-259-5791. Also, we come back. We're going to talk about the numbers. Yes, we can count.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a four-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Stuff up, I'm telling you. I was reading the money section of maybe the New York Times somewhere. I don't know what I was reading. Financial page. Doesn't matter. But I came across this thing about a $400 a year credit card, to own a credit card. Would you pay that much to own a credit card? I mean, really, already we're getting clobbered by credit cards. So would it just have huge cachet? Would you have huge returns if you could pull out your $400 a year credit card? That's how much you have to pay. Well, it's the first premier platinum card, and that's what they're saying, that it they're offering you credit. Oh, that's so nice. But you have to pay $400 a year for it. But the idea is, if you have poor credit, so you have to pay $400 to own it, then you also have a 36% APR. I mean, what is the use? Why do you want that credit card? Apparently, some people do have this credit card. 2.6 million customers? 2.6 million? Oh, that's crazy. And it's, because there's risk involved, that's why they do it. But it just shows you how you can make money off of people that have massive risk. So they pay the credit card $400, and then they get, probably they can't have much of a credit limit, but I guess they think it's a way to build up their credit. So when you're a credit, when you get this credit card for First Premier, they increase a customer's credit limit They charge 25% of the amount by which the limit is increased. So they can apply for a credit limit increase at any time, but they can't get an increase until they've been a customer for 13 months. And the increase ranges between 100 and 200. Oh, my. Just stay away. It is not worth it. Are you kidding me? If you're in that much of a jam, you do not need to pay for that. Oh, I'm stunned as why anyone would want that, because it's not building credit, if you get my drift. It's ripping you off, 36%. There ought to be a law. There ought to be a law. Let's move into something else under the auspices of We Can Count. And it's going to be an interesting week because of the president trying to push through his, or present, I'll say, his budget that will get slammed down by the Republicans, loaded with all kinds of things, including more money to heap onto the deficit, which is just a complete, you just say the word deficit and forget it, you're out, you're done. We're tired of hearing about the deficit, even though it's the reality of what we're dealing with. We get closer to 16, then 17 trillion. And I hope I am never, I'm serious, I hope I am never on these airwaves saying to you, America, that in fact we have a $20 trillion deficit. $20 trillion deficit. Can you imagine? And it scares me to death that I will be on the air saying that, looking at the way we're going with no pullback in sight. Because it's always about raising the limit. What do? We bump up against the credit. We're going to have to figure out a way to do this. Once we get through this tunnel, it's always once we get, once we're there, once that happens. We're running out of all of these Band-Aids. We're done. The box is empty, and we should not be buying more Band-Aids. That's the problem. So anyway, that number is big, and it's what's going to be talked about during the week for sure. But before we get to that and the number, what's another number I think that might surprise some of you, and it surprised me, let's just say that, is this number. And the number is this mysterious illness that has caused, and I thought I was misreading this, it's caused 24,000 people in Central America to die. And it's caused chronic kidney disease. This is an epidemic. Now, how often do we hear from the fine folks at the World Health Organization that we have an epidemic? Remember the bird flu and the swine and blah, 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 I could go down the list. This is an epidemic. If you tell me that many people have died, for goodness sake, it's ridiculous. So it has to do with something. I mean, I don't know if it's working on the sugar plantations or what, but the people that are working these plantations, their kidneys fail. They become too weak to work. They get cramps and headaches and get ill. And they're young. A lot of them are young. So it's a lot of the men that are showing these symptoms, whether they're in Nicaragua or El Salvador, wherever, but it's devastating what's happening. And the scientists are looking and trying to figure out more about this phenomenon and desperately trying to figure out what is it that's causing this. But it's the manual laborers or the people who worked in sugarcane fields, and they think that there's something, some kind of chemical that they've used, and that maybe this is what it is. That it might be causing what now has happened to these kidneys, the temperatures and dehydration and all of that stuff mixed in with that, because it's intense and it's unique to Central America. They're not ruling that out. They think that might be one of the causes, chronic dehydration. Boy, that's crazy. That number is crazy. I mean, even in Costa Rica, so they're saying all over Central America, on the rise. And they really haven't developed any medicine for this. They're trying to work on it. So, in other words, they have no answer to it, where you have people in their 40s that are just passing out, getting cramps, and then dying. And the common thing is that they all worked in these sugarcane plantations, on these fields. And that, and they think ultimately that's what it is. It's something related to that. Wow. That, I mean, that is an epidemic. That I can't believe that they haven't been able to come up with anything because they've been dealing with this now for years, apparently. And suddenly we're hearing more about it. The rest of the world is hearing more about it anyway. And I would consider that to be, yes, in fact, an epidemic when that many folks are having the same thing happen. All right, let me move on to another story that you might have heard about, but you know, maybe you didn't hear about this, but you've got this veteran who has a fake military record that's making huge news. His name is Paul Schroeder. He claimed he shot and killed a machete welding child during a secret mission in Rwanda, and he got a Silver Star, a Purple Heart. Ooh, putting that on your resume can be dangerous. Purple Heart and a combat infantryman's badge, among other decorations. Well, here's the thing. He confessed to a local paper in Houston, Texas, that he embellished his record. He served 10 years in the military as a policeman in New York, there's your number, Texas and Panama, before leaving the military in 2001. So here's the thing, and this is something that we should be concerned about across the country, not just in Houston, Texas. It raises concerns about the procedures at the PTSD Foundation of America. It's a nonprofit for vets in Houston and other parts of the country. They're concerned that what people are claiming and what treatments ultimately are available, that people are exaggerating what's going on with combat tours and whatnot, because they might not have asked for the correct discharge papers. So in the case of this guy, he didn't have any discharge papers, and that's how they were able to uncover what the deal is with him, you know, what the lying and all that other sort of stuff. And so they're concerned that maybe more people are doing this because of the procedures that they have in place. Well, I would say, hello, it's pretty easy. Can't you just change the procedures? Is that difficult to do? The answer is no, it's not that difficult to do. Give me a break. And yet still, too, I got to mention this one. Last week, a bombshell was dropped, I guess, and even though her name had come up before, Mimi Alford, did you ever hear of her? She was a 19-year-old White House intern. She had an affair with JFK. In fact, was in the White House during the Cuban Missile Crisis, although she says she didn't see him. She was on national TV talking about it, and there's been a massive reaction to her book that's set to come out. She was 19 years old. JFK at the time was 25, and she revealed all kinds of things about the proclivities of this former president. Wow, 19 years old.